Boys and girls, welcome to the Adamu Podcast. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Yes, we are here at SkidRowStudios.com. That's right, SkidRowStudios.com. I'm Adam O, the legendary cereal mascot who changed the face of the Milky Way. How many more times do you have to hear that, boys and girls, before you can't hear it anymore? If you'd like to call our program tonight, please call 800-893-9562. Well, I wanted a little help, guys, because I've been having a hard week, and what I mean by help is, yes, I need your support. You see, I've been taking clown classes at the Clown Academy here in Los Angeles, California, with Uncle Chickster. Uncle Chickster, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Adamo!
Yes, so me and Uncle Chickster have been taking clown classes, and Uncle Chickster got to remain in the class, and I got kicked out of the clown class for bringing a horse into clown class for my thesis. I thought it was cool. So I went back home and I cried a little bit because I'm 12. And the mailman came over and he said, "Hey, Adam, how's it going?" "You know what, Jerome, I'm having a hard time." "Oh, you're having a hard time, Adam. Oh, I see. Why are you having a hard time, Adam? "Well, Jerome, I thought I was doing the right thing in clown class, but I got kicked out for bringing a horse." "Adamo," he said as Jerome looked at me in the eyes with his long dreadlocks and his pierced nose. He said, "Adamo, I'm the mailman, and we the people, we need to stick together." And then all of a sudden, like lightning, Jerome told me the most powerful word ever. He said, "Adam, you need to occupy clown school, my fruit fig." I was confused and worried that all my money for the last 6 years of taking clown classes went away to the merchandise booth and that I would never see that money again. So I slept on it and I woke up the next day. And I picked up all the cereal boxes here at Crispin Organic Cereal Factory. I grew a beard, got my ears pierced, got neon loops through my ears, and I followed Jerome's lead by marching around the factory with only one word that sounded like a lion's roar. "Occupy, my fruit fig." Well, that's three words, but "occupy" stuck with me. So boys and girls, tonight, I'm going to go out on a limb. And I'm going to occupy clown classes. Uncle Chickster?
Yes.
You're still in the Clown Academy.
Yes, I am, Adamo. You see, I'm a clown. I go to school, and clowns sometimes are people's fools. I mean, I make them laugh, and they cry with me, and I do a little chant. They look at me, and they say, "He can't." But I fool them. I make them laugh.
Uncle Chickster, you're a clown.
I know. I do all kinds of things. I stand on my head. I do somersaults. I do flips. I have all these different expressions. I'm excited about it, Adamo.
Yeah, of course, because you're a fruit guy. Fruity guy.
Are you calling me a
hey, listen,
a
man. Listen, man. My suit's falling apart. I'm falling apart like a cheap suit. Hey, listen, Uncle Chickster. I'm the Mark Maron of the Kids Podcast. That's right. I'm the Mark Maron of the Kids Podcast, the cereal mascot who changed the face of cereal. And I'm going to stand up for what I believe in. I'm going to occupy clown school. I spent my whole life here at Crispin Organic Cereal Factory at the top of Crunch Mountain. And now the clowns, the people who I thought were my own, they turned against me. It's okay, boys and girls. This is the Adamo Podcast, where Pee-wee's Playhouse meets Saturday Night Live for kids. And let me tell you about the kitchen here at the factory, where we're at right now here at Skid Row Studios. That's right. We're in the kitchen. We're not really at Skid Row Studios. We're still at the cereal factory. In fact, Clown Class, it's in my head. But we'll talk about that another episode. Let me tell you about my refrigerator. My refrigerator is a cutout figure of myself. That's right. It's wearing a checkered suit, the gold bow tie, huge afro tonight. A little pick in it, thanks to Jerome. Gave me that in appreciation to the march that I'm going to have to do on my own since Chickster's not with me. And yes, it's a cutout fridge, and you could open the fridge and walk inside it. Yeah, a real walk-inside fridge of myself. That's one of the components here in the kitchen at the cereal factory. I also have a cereal puppet cabinet where you could open up the shelf and a lot of puppet cereal boxes. Talk to me. Pick me, Adamo.
No, pick me. I'm the best.
No, pick me.
So I get my choice of the best nutrition cereal mankind has to offer here at Crisp and Organic Cereal. And of course, it's the outer window to humans that come on to my show once in a while. Milk a cow and give it shoes. It's a frozen Walt Disney over there. Wait a second. That's not a frozen Walt Disney. Boys and girls. Boys and girls. It looks like it's David Lunch.
Yes, that is David Lunch.
Yep, you got me, Adamo. I mean, of course it's me. You invited me to be here. You invited me to sit right across the table from you. Yep, it's me. Now, I'd like to get a couple things straight before we proceed. You spend your free time with a man named Jerome.
Mr. Lunch, you're my arch nemesis and rival. Mm-hmm. Jerome is the mailman here at Crisp and Organic Cereal Factory.
Okay, then who's the guy that teaches the clown school?
His name's Wilbert.
Okay, now who's the guy? He's calling you like fig leaf or fruit fig?
That's Jerome, the mailman.
Okay.
It's actually fruit fig. So occupy my fruit fig. He said, and he gives me a pound with it.
Okay. As always, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about, but it's a pleasure to be here, and I'm glad the subject is clowns, because I'm actually working on a new project where I go into a room with a clown, and the clown has a human ear in its hand, and it sits in the corner, and then I bring a child into the room with the clown. And we let the camera roll, and I tell you, Adamo, we've been getting some major fireworks, and I'm really excited about this project.
That sounds neat, David. It sounds like a real clown of a project.
It's a humdinger.
Ha! Humdinger. Oh, Lunch. When will you ever stop? I'm going to have to slime you sometime.
Okay, we'll have to do that.
Anyways, boys and girls, that's David Lunch. It's lunchtime with David Lunch. David Lunch, how's your week been?
It was good until I got here. I'm not comfortable surrounded by all this cereal. I wish you would have these things at a neutral site. But to answer your question, I had a very good weekend. My mother, God bless her, she's 91 years old. She recently bought me some golf lessons. I was on Palm Springs playing golf. Never been very good at it, but hopefully I'm going to be improving here sometime soon.
Great, David. You're at the right place at the right time. How about you improve your mind by following me on the Occupy Clown School agenda today? What do you say?
Absolutely not, but keep going. I'm curious to see what you'll say next.
Well, what I'm going to say next is our special guest. That's right. We have a very special clown that's going to be here. It's one of the funniest clowns in the Milky Way. He's going to be on my show. He comes in through the magic window. He's in traffic right now in his clownmobile. He's also a stand-up comedian, and we're honored to have him. He's been in so many movies. Woo, deck my halls. His name is TJ Miller. Do you know who he is, David Lunch?
Barney Miller?
TJ Miller. TJ Miller.
TJ Miller.
All right, now repeat after me.
Yes.
We want our money back. We are not clowns.
Wait, what? Okay.
Jerome,
we want our money
home.
Back. Mm-hmm. We are not clowns.
You smell like poop. I want my money back. We are not clowns.
Okay, that one got a little complicated. You smell like poop. I want my money back. We are not clowns. Is that right?
Jerome dropped out of school when he was young, he said, and he just left me this poem. Come on, David. This is the Occupy
Okay,
clown school.
So once again, this gentleman, I don't know what those two things have in common. He dropped out of school, so he left you a poem.
Well, that's why TJ's going to be here. He's
no
a good
one's ever
clown.
Left me a poem, whether they went to school or graduated or not. I think this is a remarkable man. I'd like to meet him someday. And
well, TJ Miller will be here shortly, David Lunch.
Well, that's great, because he's a fantastic talent, and it would be great to have someone on the show like that.
Well, it's about time we have somebody on the show like that, because usually they just call us up.
They tend to get stuck in traffic or get lost, or I guess forget, but their spirit remains.
Speaking about spirit, did you hear last week's episode? I almost fired Chickster.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't. Because, you know, I like looking at him. He's got a nice mustache. He adds a lot to the show. I wish you out there in Radio Land could see it. But let me tell you, it's a good one. And Adamo, I like your mustache, too. It's a genuine mustache. You must have taken a lot of time to grow that sucker, but your dedication paid off.
Well, thanks to Chickster and his collection, he gave me a little pencil. A black pencil. So I just colored it in, boys and girls. I colored it in, only if you could see me right now.
Oh, that's, you colored that in. That's not actual facial hair.
Nope, it's because I'm no longer a clown and I could grow a mustache.
Hmm.
Ha ha! Hey, Chickster.
Fooled me.
Yes, Adam.
Are you excited for TJ Miller? He's on the show tonight. He's really going to be here.
TJ Miller, right.
I won't have to fire you.
No, he's a real nice guy. I know who he is. He used to have all kinds of women around him. He had one of those zebra shows out in Tijuana.
That's right, Chickster. He had one of those zebra shows in Tijuana. Not! Hey, speaking of the forecast, let's check in with our astrologist, Una Mars. Hey, Una, how's it going?
Good, Adamo.
I need to teach the little boys and girls, you know, okay, how to relax for a couple minutes. While, guys, take a little break. You're going to need a little rest while she
relax,
tells you the
kids,
forecast.
Chill out.
Chill out, guys. David, what do you do when you chill out?
Well, you know, I like to meditate. And I can't talk about smoking cigarettes because cigarettes are bad, kids, and so is coffee. So as far as anyone under the age of 18 is concerned, I meditate and I sleep, and that's all. That's the edited version. And anyway, Una Mars, ladies and gentlemen.
Una Mars.
Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might. Have the wish I wish tonight. Hello, everyone. Boys and girls, grandmas, grandpas, clowns and jesters. This is Una Mars, your friendly astrological correspondent, on behalf of the Adamo podcast here at Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles, California. To all Aquarians sharing a birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yay! You could be taken aback by how demanding someone could become. You understand a lot more than you originally thought possible. Your reaction to run from this person comes from a grounded spot. Still, handle the issue. Tonight, have fun, fun, fun. But just remember, love comes when you least expect it. 36% of all romances start in the toilet. These two facts are linked together, and I point them out strictly for your amusement and as something to look forward to. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful night. Plenty of moonlight coming your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. This is Una Mars, signing off until next time. Be safe, have fun, hello, and look up at the stars whenever you can.
Boys and girls, that was Una Mars. Thank you very much, Una Mars. That really chilled me out. Well, I'm all hopped up on cereal after that. Woo, I feel good. Hey, Chickster, how do you feel?
Well, I feel good. I feel energized. I love cereal, you know, that I eat about five bowls. You know, it's one of my diets, about five bowls each day. And, you know, I keep gaining weight, but I don't understand that. Because cereal, I thought you'd lose weight, Adamo.
Boys and girls, Uncle Chickster is out of his mind. Well, any minute now, our guest TJ Miller should be here. And if we actually do see TJ, let's all give him a warm welcome by saying, we love you, TJ! Boys and girls, do you really think he's going to show? That is the question. Lunch, do you think he's going to show?
I got a good feeling he will. I think actually when he walks in the room, let's sing Zippity-Doo-Dah.
All right.
It'll knock his socks off.
I agree.
You don't know what he's getting into. It'll be great.
All right, you lead, Lunch.
Okay.
Great.
Well, we got to wait till he gets a
countdown.
Want to rehearse?
Yep, rehearsal.
Zippity-Doo-Dah. Okay.
No, come on. You could do a little more than that.
Nope, I'm going to save it for when he walks in.
All right, fine. Zippity-Doo-Dah, zippity-day. Oh, my, what a wonderful day. That's
wait,
not
me. Did I try it, Adamo?
All right, try it, Chickster. Remember to keep
okay,
the eye
okay.
on the prize. Occupy clown schools.
Zippity-Doo-Dah, zippity-yay. My, oh my, yes! What a wonderful day!
Oh, Chickster.
Yeah,
wow.
That was a good one.
That was great. It was like a nutritional bar.
So how much does it cost to go to clown school just out of curiosity?
$400,000, David.
Per lesson? Or is that for a full year? Or what do you get for the 400 big ones?
CEO of Crispin Organic Cereal Factory sent me to clown school. Thought it was going to be a good idea, so I went... be so bored during the days. And
so they covered the cost. They gave you a full ride, huh?
Full ride. Uncle Chickster as well.
I don't know how this cereal company stays in business.
Moving right along, boys and girls. We're going to go into Chickster's Cereal World News. You have 1 minute, Chickster. Take it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls alike, I'm glad you came here. Today's news is about clown school. You too can be a clown.
No, Chickster.
All you have to do is go to the Adamo Clown School and learn how to juggle and learn how to laugh and learn how to be yourself. I know you can do it. I know I put my 2 cents in. Whatever it takes, Adamo.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Woo-hoo!
Boys and girls, TJ Miller's here.
TJ Miller's here. Yes. Oh, I'm happy.
This
Adamo.
Is already insane. I'm so excited. Hello.
Thanks for being here.
You guys, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, TJ, for being here.
Oh, boy.
This is a show where we're all hopped up on cereal. You got David Lunch to the left of you.
Good to see you again. How you been?
Good to see you again, David Lunch.
Everyone's got a mustache but me. I wish I'd brought that pencil that you use. It looks legit. I swear to God it does. Look at that thing. That's
all right,
fake.
David. That's enough. I'm going to slime you.
Oh, you guys, I'm so happy to be here. I was thinking of eating Corn Pops this morning, but I was in an airport and they never have Corn Pops. So I was unable to even have any cereal this morning. I had a Cinnabon, though. I had those teeny tiny Cinnabons.
Plan B, Cinnabon.
David Lunch, do you like Cinnabons?
Well, I tell you, I like sugar. In whatever form it comes, except cereal. I have a vendetta against Adamo. We'll get into that later. But Cinnabon's okay in my book, yes.
They're very weighty, though. You know, I had 3 of them, and they kind of weighted down into my stomach, and my stomach felt weighted into my legs, and I wasn't able to make my flight because I was sort of a sloth.
Milk a cow and give it shoes.
There it is. That's true.
Whoa.
And I ended up doing that because I had another 3-hour layover, so I milked a cow and I gave it shoes.
And had another Cinnabon, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
No more Cinnabons for me. Yeah, I like. I might do Lucky Charms tonight. You guys ever do cereal a night? Yes, of course you do.
Yes, all the time, every day. I mean, that's all. That's what I live on here at the Cereal Factory in downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah,
yeah. Hopped up on cereal, boys and girls. Follow me. I'll be the face of 2012.
Aha! Following you to clown school.
Thanks, Lunch.
I remember when I was a little kid, Adamo.
Uncle Chickster, boys and girls. He gets a little nervous around celebrities, so bear with us.
But what I was going to say is...
Look at his face. It's blushing.
But you don't understand
his mustache is growing.
Yes. When I used to reach in a box
bigger,
of cereal...
It's creepy.
I always found the prize. And right now, we found TJ Miller.
Yeah.
What could be better, Adamo?
Put on your glasses, Chickster. You forgot them today. Usually Chickster wears glasses. Excuse me, TJ.
No, please. Well, sometimes I do. I feel like a Cracker Jack prize, you know, of cereal. You guys ever feel like a decoder ring? Those are fun. Have you all had those?
TJ, I'm 12. Oh, what's a decoder ring?
I mean, a decoder ring, that's, you know, you put it on and you're able to decode messages between you and your friends about which girls you might have a crush on.
You hear that, boys and girls?
Which for me was no one ever. Gross.
Are you serious?
Yeah, gross.
So I was recently at this festival in Utah, and it seemed like every other person that I bumped into, I told about my show, somehow or another heard about my show because you were on the show.
Really?
For one episode.
That's so funny.
It's amazing what you could do to a little boy's dream.
Aha! That might have come out wrong, but we understand the sentiment. Yes, but TJ did elevate that show. He really did. And thanks again for being a part of it.
Thank you, TJ. Yes.
Yeah, I'm always happy to be a part of it. This is the kind of wackiness that I need in my everyday life. You know, we all need it. We don't eat enough cereal, I guess is what I'm saying.
No, I agree.
Both metaphorically and the other kind.
It's true.
I mean, I don't know about you, TJ, but I mean, it's hard enough for me personally to get here at 8 o'clock and do an hour show. You're on the road like every day doing 5 gigs, you know, being in movies, shooting movies, music videos, Comedy Central albums and specials. How do you do it?
Well, guess how do you do it? How do I do it? Yeah!
New catchphrase, boys and girls.
You know, I feel like today I got really stressed out. I was very stressed out. It is a lot. Sometimes it's a lot of traveling, you know? It's a lot of sitting in between people that turn to you and kind of cough, and just a little bit of peanut gets on your shoulder, but your arms are trapped on either side. Your right and your left are pinned in, so you can't wipe off. You've got a tiny peanut from his mouth. They came over when he said to you, "Have you seen War Horse?" You know? So.
Not a good feeling.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, sometimes you feel weighted down by little pieces of peanuts.
Interesting. Chickster, have you ever been on an airplane?
Yes. In fact, I used to have a fear of flying.
Many fears, Chickster. We get it.
No, but seriously, I was always afraid that the pilot bailed out and, you know, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I have that exact same fear that I'm going to get on a plane and the pilot's just going to bail out. Just like, sucks to be you guys. See you later. It hasn't happened yet, but you know, it could.
It's great.
I have to live with that.
I have a lot of fears. I have fear of heights, but only certain ones. Anything between 3'1" and 3'3", I'm afraid of that.
It's a rough height.
I'm afraid of 5'6" to about 5". Well, really just 5'6". And then sometimes, I'll tell you, anything about 10'4" to 10'7", I'm afraid of those heights.
You're not alone.
No, you're not. I'm afraid of growing up.
Really?
Yeah, I have a fear.
You gotta do it one time, right?
You do, and that's why I'm here right now and talking to grown-ups about, you know, success, victory, love, happiness, joy.
Yeah.
I follow you a lot on Facebook and the Twitter. It's fascinating. So about a couple of weeks ago, what exactly happened now that I have you face to face? You probably don't want to hear about this. It wasn't at a cereal factory, boys and girls. TJ performs often at the world famous Laugh Factory. And something about Mr. Dane Cook and some conflict?
Dane Cookie.
Dane Cookie.
Deck my halls. You know, I felt that evening, one of the performers, boys and girls, was being abusive to the audience, boys and girls. And I think that's bad behavior, boys and girls. So that needs to be announced. But I made the mistake of doing it on Twitter, and I didn't think anybody would care or notice. I just thought it was me just sort of ranting to my followers. And then the Onion AV Club starts picking it up. So it just was... It got really big really fast for no real reason. Cause I don't particularly care what Dane Cook does, really. It's just that night it pissed me off that he kind of trashed this audience before two other performers had to perform after he did an hour and a half. And so that's fine. And so, you know, but we've all had bad sets. I get that aspect of it, but I think it was really, really. He said some weird stuff to the audience that I thought was really mean. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, just following those conversations, you and your fan base, it was interesting. It showed a whole new you know, a whole new layer of TJ Miller, how you really were vulnerable in saying about, like,
well,
you know, women,
layers.
How
there's...
you really feel about, like, don't cross the line and treat women. And he was saying some weird things. I like that a lot because I one day will have a girlfriend, TJ.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Look at your bouffant.
Well,
I think referring to your hair, and I don't think that's the right word, but I look at it still. But there's two layers to me. There's that layer that, you know, doesn't like misogynistic material, but allows it to still be out there because anyone can say anything in public forum. I just don't think they should treat people badly. There's that layer. And then there's a layer right above it that's made of tapioca pudding.
Sounds delicious.
So it's sort of a dessert.
Now, if you were to create a kid show in 2012, how do you think your TV kid show would go? Like, I mean, considering that it's so hard to be futuristic for kids, yet they all play with their iPhones.
The name of it would be Apostrophe Mayan Trouble. Okay. Mayan. And it'd sort of be about how in 2012, you know, the Mayans predicted the end of the world. And it's kind of these kids that are always getting into, you know, trouble with the school board.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But also the world might end. So they're always like, Mayan Trouble. And it kind of has a dual meaning.
I like it.
It'll be animated. I would want it to be animated, and it would be sort of me as kind of a chubby kid, just the legs, just the chubbiest legs, and then a skinny top, and kind of this similar hair to you, Adam.
Thank you very much. That sounds neat.
But I think that would be fun.
And what would your catchphrase be?
Am I in trouble? That would be to emphasize the name of the show.
And would you work with David Lunch in the show?
Are you kidding me? I would work with David Lunch on almost anything. Look, I mean, even his outfit today is inspiring.
Wait, boys and girls, we're getting a little not a phone call on my cell phone. It's from the actor Chris Dotson. Chris Dotson, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Chris, I heard you're the face of Hot Pockets.
I am the face of Hot Pockets.
Wow, how do you feel about being the face of Hot Pockets?
I'm 50% the face of Hot Pockets. The other guy's name is Cody. He's the other half, so I'm half of face.
Well, guess what, Chris?
Yeah.
A huge fan of yours is next to us today here at the Adamo Podcast, TJ Miller.
Hey!
Yeah, I've heard TJ Miller is a huge fan of mine. That's great. I'm a huge fan of his, so this is good that we
can. This is great to be able to talk to each other and be fans
proximity.
Of one another. It's so close.
It's awesome.
So very close to one another.
Yeah.
We are.
So, yeah.
All right, Chris, I actually have to get
to the Hot Pocket.
Hot Pockets.
Looks like they're friends, boys and girls.
We shot the Hot Pockets has a new product out, which I can't quite remember the name at the moment.
Is it a secret thing? You can't tell us because it's more of a secret.
Oh, it's on Facebook.
It's out there. Okay,
man.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So what is it?
I think they're called like Snackers, and they're baked.
Are they smaller?
Yeah, they're smaller. You can pop them in your mouth. And eat them, whatever you do with Hot Pockets.
Because what is smaller than a pocket?
A puppet.
A lot of puppets are...
Puppets can be kind of big, but...
That's exciting. So yeah. you're one of the main guys in the...
Yeah, me and this other dude, and we're just kind of slacker, stoner kind of good dudes, and, you know, we shot like 5 of these webisodes, and see what happens with it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I like that. I don't have that range to play the...
No?
That's kind of stoner slacker thing. I'm kind of always sort of douchey ranger, perk ranger.
Douchey park ranger.
But it's that in different films, obviously.
Yeah.
But it really is. It really stems from that.
Park rangers are hot right now. And I think they're going to be hot for like another 5 to 6 years.
And they're only getting hotter.
So, yeah, you're good. That's a good... You cornered that market.
I'm wearing sleeveless shirts lately.
Yeah.
That's how hot it's getting.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Thanks.
Yeah, man.
Sleeveless sweaters.
Yeah. This is sleeveless.
Chris, I got to get back to my guest, TJ. I know you guys are
amazing. Okay, well, listen, just get my number from Adam and give me a ring.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Thank you. That was Chris Dotson, boys and girls.
I live near you.
I'm still here.
I live near you.
Yeah. He's always doing his,
by the Laugh Factory,
his thing. So. He's always acting. Always,
I'm always there.
Always meeting him.
Ruining my reputation there.
Hi, Chickster. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I heard about Hot
Pockets. Bye, Chris.
I'm sorry, Adamo.
Bye, Adam.
I heard about Hot
still
Pockets.
Still there?
And Hot Pockets to me. I remember Confucius.
All right, Chickster. We'll be right back, boys and girls.
Wait a second. I didn't say what I'm trying to say. I'm saying about Hot Pockets. I'm saying Confucius say,
let's
man
throw it
with
over
hole
to
in pocket, liable to feel cocky.
You haven't even gave us a famous yes yet. Let's hear it.
Yeah! Yes,
all right, we'll be right back, boys and girls, after this clown track. Hit it, DJ. We're with TJ Miller.
We'll be right back.
And we're back with TJ Miller at the Adamo Podcast. TJ, did you enjoy that song?
Are you kidding? I mean, I don't know. You guys saw me, but I was obviously, when I hear certain types of music, I run around in a circle. It's usually about 3 feet by 3 feet. And you guys saw me do that. The thing was, the song was much longer than we thought. And I passed out from exhaustion and over circulation, which is where your blood is moving too fast in your body. But I was resuscitated. Adamo held a peanut butter, banana, and honey sandwich over my nose, and I woke up. Now I'm back. So, you better believe I enjoyed the song.
Nice. Boys and girls, if you want to follow TJ, follow him on Twitter. Highly recommend it. So tell us about your up-and-coming projects. What do you have in the works?
Well, I made this very, very silly and ridiculous and financially unstable music album for no real reason. And I made it, and it's really ridiculous. It is. So I'm remixing it with Illegal Art, which is the label that carries Girl Talk.
No way. Okay.
Sansky and stuff. So it's this very real electronic weirdo label that is basically using its artists and remixing my album. And so there'll be a remix of this thing that I made that's sort of a satire on celebrities or pseudo celebrities like crossing over into another medium and being like, immediately take me serious as a musician, you know? And so that's going to happen. And then, you know, we're trying to get this Comedy Central thing going. I'm doing a pilot for Fox with John Stamos.
Nice.
I mean,
Lunch is a huge fan.
Lunch, do you like?
I love John Stamos. I had a birthday dinner, it's a true story, at the Smokehouse about 5 years ago. I think it was when Stamos was on ER. He got seated at a table right next to me. So I had my birthday dinner at a table next to John Stamos, and sadly, that was the best birthday party of my life.
Was it? Well, you know, I think Stamos is a part of anybody's best moment in their life in some ways. I remember my favorite moment was... I had saved my dog's life, and in the process saved my mother and my father and both my uncle's lives. We later found out one of them was an aunt. She just had a very low, gravelly voice. And I remember when that was happening, an episode of Full House was on in the background, and Uncle Jesse was there, you know, telling the kids to cut it out, but not like...
Not like Uncle Joey does,
but really the way that he does, the way that
have mercy or whatever he said,
Have mercy. And John Stamos does, he tours with the Beach Boys. Wouldn't that be a weird part of your life if you were a huge TV star in the 80s and 90s and then you were a Beach Boy?
He was the drummer, right? I thought he drummed.
He plays drums for the Beach Boys now. He's doing it as we speak.
Brian Wilson. From my legendary guy.
Oh, Brian Wilson.
Genius.
Jimmy, wouldn't you love to see him and Jimmy Buffett have just a hand slapping contest where they slap each other's hands? Wouldn't you?
Can't top that. Just a 2 second conversation between those two would be legendary.
I mean,
once you even know a Jimmy Buffett song.
Yeah, the Wasting Away and Wasting Away and the
Margaritaville.
Drinking It Up in Margaritaville.
There was another song that he wrote that was Wasting Away and Wasting Away and
That's the one I was thinking of. That was it.
And that was what he wrote. He wrote that one before he was sober enough to write Margaritaville.
Yep.
Nice. Yep. Now, going back to the Comedy Central music videos and album you put out, I actually was a backup dancer in one of your videos, which was probably the highlight of 2011.
I mean, that is so sad in so many ways.
Why?
Well, just to be, I'm such a weirdo. And but you know what? You're just as weird. I think that's the reason.
Yeah, but you're a lot smarter. I don't have that wit, which is why I stopped kind of doing the stand-up comedy. I realized that I need to perform. I can't, an audience has to be on their toes. You have to be back and forth. I'm too slow. That's why I go down to the
kids. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I do think
it's wacky.
I do think that you benefit from a fourth wall. There's something good about you sort of, because you're so bizarre sometimes, man. I remember when I first saw you at a bowling alley in Eagle Rock. Okay.
I've been to that one.
And you can, you know, you can eat hot wings there.
Yes.
You can have, you know,
All-Star Wings.
A beer or two for a dollar now. And you were in, I think, a full unitard or something, and you were just screaming some sort of song lyrics.
But now you know where I get it from. Look at my father.
I mean, I
He's falling asleep right now, and yet he woke up to say that.
That's not fair, Adamo.
No, but I mean, it was so impressive. I immediately was like, who is this guy doing this weird stuff? And but yeah, but I think like the children's show is a great forum for you. Because you're really, really, really funny. Both are David Lunch.
That's huge.
You are as
well. That's a huge...
And I didn't even know...
You're too kind.
I didn't even know that you're, you know, I had to see the whole thing to see an episode with David Lunch really come through.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This guy's plays my arch nemesis and villain.
But I mean, he also looks amazing.
Yep.
You just look and sound and are amazing in that show. But so many components of it are so great. That's why I love doing it.
Now, when you drive, do you listen to music, or are you always like thinking about, you know, what you're going to say on the next stage, since you're always going somewhere to be in the public eyes.
No, I mean, sometimes I think about it. I don't think about my act enough, I don't think. But I usually in cars, I just listen to certain songs on repeat. It's really crazy. I mean,
yeah.
It's just a constant. That's just to sort of keep me moving to the next thing.
But I mean, it's just amazing how recently, like in the, I'm talking literally in the last 12 months, I mean, you have blowing up this town in the comedy arena.
It's such a, there's no way to say it without it sounding disgusting. I mean, I say that because I love you. I do.
All right, boys and girls. All right. I didn't mean to say it like that.
No.
All right.
All I mean is simply that, you know, it is, it's strange though. There is sort of a momentum. I was in Madison and all the shows sold out, and they added another show on Saturday and that one sold out. So we'll see what happens, but pretty soon people are going to find out that I'm a charlatan. Do you know what that means?
No, I do not. What is it?
It's a faker, a fibber, a man who tells lies. His pants are on fire, and look into his eyes.
All right.
Song. We should have sung that song.
We should have. What did we sing? Yippity doodah.
Zippity doodah.
Zippity doodah. We
only sang
half of it.
Yippity
doodah.
Is another one that Jimmy Buffett wrote right before Zippity doodah.
I actually like Jimmy Buffett. I had an uncle that was obsessed with him.
I mean, I would believe that. Parrot head. That's what they call him.
Yes, my mom's brother.
Yeah. Was he a parrot head?
Yeah.
And were you ever into Jimmy Buffett?
No, but one time his friend couldn't go to the concert with him, so he dragged me, and I got to see it. It was pretty good.
All right. It is pretty good, right?
No, I like Jimmy Buffett. He grows on you throughout the years, listening to him.
Yeah, I'm into it. And now he has this whole empire. It's so weird. He sells beer and has burger restaurants.
Mm. Wow. In Florida, right? He's like a Florida guy, isn't he? Like a big, I know he's a big Miami Heat fan. No, I'm not making that up. He's a big Miami Heat fan. He's like the Diane Cannon. What Diane Cannon is to the Lakers, he is to the Heat, except less hot. Is Diane Cannon still hot? I don't know. Adamo,
I don't even know who Diane Cannon is, Lunch.
Yep, no worries.
I'm going to syrup you now.
I'm 66
years
old.
Green slime syrup.
I find certain people attractive that you don't know exist. Let's keep it that way. Less competition for me.
And Uncle Chixer, do you have any questions for TJ Miller?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out this Jimmy Buffet. What is that, a nude bar? $7.99, all you can eat?
Chixer, what happened to your shirt?
What, my, I got stains?
Food, kids.
No.
Burger stains on it.
I don't want to, maybe I shouldn't mention it, but I went to that local place,
El Pollo,
you know,
Loco.
And for $2, I mean, it's better, you know, I like $2 chuck, and I like $2 burritos. They grill them, and I spill them on my shirt.
That's great. Time. Uncle Chixer, your final thoughts, questions to Mr. Miller.
Let's see. I'm very happy to meet
Uncle Chixer's old school, boys and girls. He doesn't go through the internet. He actually prints out IMDb pages and reads them here at the studio. It's pretty fascinating.
But seriously, I'm very happy to be near TJ. And he was in Yogi Bear, and I'm a big fan of Yogi Bear.
Yeah, I'm wearing a hat. My sister gave me a hat that says Yogi Bear on it.
No.
Look at that.
That's coincidental. But I Hey.
Gosh, Yogi.
And he played Ranger Jones. My favorite.
That is Yogi and Boo Boo right there. There was a guy he read for Boo Boo, and Boo Boo is actually pretty hard. Your Boo Boo is pretty good.
Oh, gee, thanks very much.
No. Yeah. No, that's it. You know, it's interesting. The guy that read for it was much better than Justin Timberlake, but Justin Timberlake still did a pretty good Boo Boo.
You're friends with Justin Timberlake.
You know, I was. We sort of had a falling out once he realized that I was not Britney Spears. I'm trying to think of who he dated. Who's the guy?
He dated Britney Spears, I believe, yeah.
And he did. Carmen Electra. Not Carmen Electra.
Diane Cannon. JT and DC.
She was in The Mask with Jim Carrey. Cameron Diaz. There you go.
Yes.
Yep.
That's what I should have said, boys and girls.
Now, who are your comic influences?
Steve Martin,
yes.
Woody Allen, Marx Brothers, most of all W.C. Fields and the Marx Brothers.
Nice.
Going way back. I like it.
Well, boys and girls, it's that time. It's just been a very, very special honor to have T.J. Miller here at the Atomo Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Usually our guests just end up calling in the show. You showed up, and it shows why you are the star.
I came down here and I love it. David Lunch, I'd like to invite you to a breakfast for dinner.
I'll be there. I don't know what it is, but I'm there.
I mean, that's how open he is to everything. Uncle Chickster.
Yes.
It's an honor.
Gee, thank you, TJ. I really appreciate it. It's very nice of you.
Thanks for having us. And slow down on those burritos, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yes, they're delicious and you want to eat them right away, but you got to just savor every flavor.
No, you're right.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much. Follow TJ on Twitter. That's TJ Miller. This is the Atomo Podcast. And we'll see you next week, boys and girls. And eat your breakfast.
And your lunch.
Yeah, it's Jeremy Studio. It's all podcasts. 12 shows. It's pretty awesome. It sounds incredible.
That's cool. Yeah. That's crazy. Podcasting.